Wednesday, February 6th. It's TNIB. We're back.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm Vince.
Gotta put pants on. I'm Anthony.
Jesus Christ. Why aren't you wearing pants?
I was getting comfy.
Disgusting. That's why no one wants to sit in that chair anymore. They're gonna get crabs.
It's not the 7 years of me farting in it.
No, that's not it.
That's accumulated. Listen, in the seat.
We can all get over that. But the particles you've left behind.
Oh, those ones. Those particles.
Disgusting. We're back. Shinobi's back, bitch.
But
this week. So last week we had a snow day. No, we didn't have a snow day. What am I saying?
Yeah.
What am I saying?
Paul had a snow day.
Yes, he did.
And he's all like, check it out, I got a snow day. Well, here, like, rubbing it in our face.
Here in Canada, we had today.
Yeah, we had a regular ass day.
We had a regular day. Yeah. No, we had an ice day.
I still went into work.
Yeah, but were you the only one?
Yes, well, in my department.
Well. Yeah. Okay, good for you.
But then I left halfway through and worked from home. But
that's good. My work was just open, straight up.
The mall?
Yeah.
Mall closes for no one.
Yeah, I know. I was like, can we just close the mall today?
And they're like, no.
And my boss said, well, we lose out on so much money and we're in a deficit. And I said, well,
I want to go home.
Exactly. So he's like, how about you go home an hour earlier today? I'm like, fine.
Deal.
Deal. Whatever. That'll have to work. Yeah. All right. Cool. That's where we're at. It's the winter. Icy streets. Your car doesn't have heated
seats?
Windshield wipers.
No, it does not.
Yeah, neither does mine.
Wait, that's a thing? That's a thing that exists?
So I was outside pulling up my windshield wipers, and I called my coworker. I said, hey, because she was already on the way in. I said, do you want me to pull up yours? She was like, no, no, it's okay. I'm like, what? It's like, I got heated wipers.
What the fuck?
And I'm like,
whoa.
Wow. You know what you just did to me, right? And she's like, what? You just opened your wallet and fucking crushed me with it.
Wow. Wow. That's a power move.
I know. What the fuck? I know. She's just like, no, I got heated wipers. And she just kept going. I'm like, fuck.
Why you gotta do that to me?
Why you gotta make me feel so bad?
Damn.
Jeez, here I am thinking like, okay, I'm doing all right, but here we go.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, so it hurts.
Pour one out for you.
I know.
I'm gonna type a capital F.
It fucking hurts, man. I was stung the whole day. I was like, oh, easy there, luxury wipers.
Vince taking a lot of coffee there. Oh yeah, well, I don't have heated wipers. Then you run away. What's up his ass?
Excuse me while I go get my ice scraper.
I really want that to be the reality of the situation. Do you have a question?
Yeah, sorry. Paul did write in.
No, before that. Fuck that. Paul gets first shot all the time.
Uh-huh.
I got a viewer shout out because I was streaming the other day.
Okay.
And this guy by the username of CrossPix saw me stream and was like, yo, I listen to podcasts all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, dude, that's great. So I just want to call him out, like, CrossPix, if you're listening, what's up?
CrossPix.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening, sir.
Yeah.
I can't believe you watched Anthony's stream.
I know. I was playing Diablo.
Wow.
You know what? I got to an all-time high of 5 concurrent viewers.
Whoa, how long did that last?
It lasted until I ended the stream. So like an hour and a half.
That's good.
I think strictly is because I was playing J-pop.
Whoa.
So I brought the weebs out.
Whoa. All 5 of them.
Yeah, and they came out for the 1970s funk from Japan.
Well, that's excellent. I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for CrossPix. Okay. Because he gets quality content every week.
He does. All right. Let's
All right, back to Paul.
So, Paul, we're gonna read your question soon.
Oh, wow. He's getting bumped again.
But we got to
He's getting bumped again.
We got to talk.
How the mighty have fallen.
Well, we got a comment from The Crosama on YouTube.
Okay.
And he says on last episode, I wish I had a snow day so I could stay at home and catch up on building Gunpla. The backlog life is getting worse. I feel the same way. I have a solution for you, Crosama. Just sell your kids. That's what I did. And I feel like a weight has been lifted.
Or do you feel like there's a hole in your soul?
No, I feel like the hole in my wallet has been filled and a weight literally on my shelves has been lifted.
Did you sell Sazabi?
No, so that's one. So I kept like three for myself.
Okay.
I kept that one.
Yeah.
I kept Master Grade Double Zeta Verka.
Okay. You kept a Double Zeta?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's the big fat,
I guess,
armored.
But a Double Zeta.
Yeah.
Nobody likes Double Zeta.
Yeah, but there's a. I keep holding out hope that there's gonna be a. Did you ever see the one from Build Fighters where they modify him into a super robot like Galgaigar?
I think you showed me that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Trion 3.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he's based on. So I'm hoping. Hold on. I'm gonna hold on to that till I can get it.
Are we gonna have a build day or what? We gotta build this Sazabi.
We should. Maybe not.
Can't be this weekend.
No. It's
my parents' birthday.
Oh, right. And we're going climbing. Your parents have birthday on the same day?
No, it's my dad's. It's one of my parents' birthday. It's my dad's birthday.
Okay, yeah. We'll figure something out. Yeah, okay, cool. All right, cool.
Now it's Paul's turn.
Paul.
Is it finally, or is he going to get bumped again?
Paul. Paul, what did you write here, Paul? I know you wrote something here.
Dude, slacking. Mm-hmm. You don't have it ready? Come on.
Paul writes in.
There we go.
With a question to chew on. Are there any artists, actors, directors, musicians, game designers, authors, etc., whose work you will consume automatically? Or, since reviews are so commonplace now, do you wait to read and watch a review first? If the latter, how do you think the presence of reviewers has affected those industries? Is it positive or negative?
For me, there is one director where when he brings out a movie, I will see it no matter what.
Yeah.
And that is Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you do like your shit a lot.
Whenever Quentin Tarantino comes out with a movie, I will be there. Maybe not day one, but like week one for sure.
Mm.
Like I will watch it, whatever. Though in the question of reviewers, I have actually, at least with games, have been not reading any reviews, period.
Yeah.
And that has drastically improved my enjoyment of games.
Because
I don't have a preconceived notion of what other people think or what the game should be. And I can come at it with a fresh mind and a blank slate. And I can just put my own thing in it.
Right.
That sounded terrible. I could just put my own like ideas, thoughts, like just it's like a blank slate. The thing I do look at reviews for is music. Because I like music.
How could you?
But I don't have a lot of like time to just like constantly be searching for new music because there's so much.
Oh.
Right? Like there's a lot more. It's a lot harder to find news on music, I feel, than it is for news on games, at least in the area, the type of people I talk with.
Yeah.
Right? Because I get a lot of my video game news through other people.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, I go to like YouTube reviewers. So the main one I go to is The Needle Drop.
Mm-hmm.
And so Anthony Fantano, he reviews a lot of albums, like the most albums. Like it's kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually go to him. And then if something has like usually like a 7 or above, like I'll give it a checkout. So, yeah. It really depends on the medium, but at least for games, like not reading reviews beforehand has drastically improved my enjoyment of games.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. What about you?
There's only, I thought there wasn't anything, but I guess there is one, not necessarily individual, but there is one studio that I'll always just check out their stuff every time they do make something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Anime Production House Trigger. I will always watch whatever they put out.
Fair enough.
At least I'll give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, Gainax. Makes sense.
Yeah, they got the bounce, baby.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'll always check out whatever they're doing. I think I've seen everything they've done.
Is there anything that you review on or that you rely on reviews for you to get your fix?
Sometimes movies. More or less, though, I don't ever. Like, it's weird. Like I don't really go into movies anymore looking for that critical enjoyment anymore. It's more just, this is entertainment. Is it entertainment enough? Like, it's rare nowadays that I go to the theaters and be like, oh, I want to watch this because I'm looking for that new movie that's going to touch my soul and speak to me.
I heard the cinematography is fantastic.
Yeah. Like, I don't go to movies for that anymore. Okay. I used to. Not anymore. That said, because I just watch for entertainment, I will occasionally look at a review and just look for, like, is this worth my time?
You press Control F and you type in the word fun. Yeah. And how many times does fun appear in this
More
review?
More or less. Like, I read the tone of the review and I'm like, all right, this is a bit too high concept and maybe not the movie I'm looking for.
Yeah.
That said, I love it when we put on a random movie and it's like, it ends up being one of those critical darlings. And I'm just like, oh, this is really good. That I feel like something happened here and whatnot. Video games, I don't, you know, yeah, I have stopped reading reviews. I don't think it's changed how I enjoy a game because I think I'm more or less set in my ways of I know what I like. And it's hard for me to disengage from that now on. But I do like watching previews or first impressions of something, like just to get more information.
Okay. You like know what I mean? Like a quick look.
Sure. Sure. Why not? Although I don't watch any of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch those. And then I think the last thing I do is I like looking at user reviews, but specifically, like, I'll still go on the boards or something, like a gaming forum, and be like, X game versus X game, which one should I buy?
Oh, okay.
You know?
And then, that game facts.
Yeah, and then people just give their opinions on each one. I'm like, okay. And this is mostly because I'm looking for a new game to buy. Right? It's not...
I can't believe you would go to the internet.
I know, right?
When you would, when you have Video Game Expert of the Year sitting right in front of you.
I just don't trust his opinion, though.
I feel slighted.
Let it be known that I, Vincent Sanchez, do not endorse TIB's Video Game Expert of the Year.
Oh, listen, you endorsed it the first year, so that in turn endorses it the rest of the year.
No, I endorsed it the first year when it was authentic.
And now it became some fucking gong show. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. All right, whatever. Get out of here. Get out of here. Reigning champion. Jealous much. Jealous much. God damn.
No, I'm not. Me? Jealous? No.
Jealous much.
I see the truth. I hear the truth and I breathe the truth.
Interesting. Interesting.
I know where it's at.
But for me, you're saying for reviews for you, like, they don't really change your opinion on stuff, really?
Or no.
Like, they don't give you a certain sort of outlook when going into whatever the review's about?
I've always been pretty removed from that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Like, I've never brought in someone else's opinions into my own when I'm looking at something. It's more just like, oh, that's their opinion. That's what they thought. I can see why they would say that, but no.
Yeah.
It hasn't really changed my opinion or something. Like, it doesn't change my expectations of anything. It never has. So, yeah.
That's fair.
It's just more now, I've got less time to consume a review, and I'd rather be spending that time
just playing the game. Yeah.
That's for me what the real issue is now.
That's fair enough.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll still listen to a podcast every now and then where discussions come up, and that's more of just like a quick breakdown of impressions, I guess. So.
Do you know any good gaming podcasts? Other than this one, obviously. We're a geek chic culture show.
I don't know any good gaming podcasts. I kind of just pick and choose what random ones.
I really dropped off the whole Giant Bomb suite of podcasts.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked 8-4 for a while, and I just don't know why I stopped listening to that.
I don't know. I dropped
off. I think I stopped listening to 8-4 when Mark stopped working there.
Same.
Yeah.
He was my last connection to that place.
You don't like, he still hosts it.
Yeah, I know, but it's still weird.
It's not the same.
You don't listen to Retronauts?
I used to. And then I think Bob Mackey hosts that now. And I think the topics are that they're going towards or that he chooses aren't like really things of my interest anymore.
Yeah.
Or they're things I've already heard. Like there's like, oh, like our Zelda retrospective, but this time it's the 2019 version. Right?
I see. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't really know any good ones. I don't know. Mm. Yeah, not much.
Interesting. It seems like there is a hole in the market.
There's no hole.
There's definitely not.
It's the last place you want to be in.
In a hole or in the market?
In the market.
Okay.
You always want to be in the hole.
Oh!
Hole in one, my friend! Oh. Come on! Golfing!
Hey, Nico! We go golfing! Cousin! God damn it. Disgusting.
I was talking about golfing, man.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're... If anyone here is a golfing man, it's me. I went to golf camp for like 3 years. And listen, I still suck.
I've picked up a... driver.
Where do you use a driver?
On the driving lawn.
On the driving lawn. This motherfucker. God damn it. It's the easiest question other than where do you use a putter? And you couldn't even get it.
Wait, isn't that what it's called?
A putter?
No, the driving lawn.
No.
It's a whole bunch, it's like a big lawn. You just...
When you tee off. Use it when you tee off.
Then what am I thinking?
The fairway?
No, when you're not playing golf, you just go to the place to hit the ball.
Driving range?
Oh, it's a range.
It's a range. Oh.
I've only seen it with a lawn.
The golf is all about lawn. All right? If you like golf, you like two things. Golf and lawn care.
I have to go to a company golf tournament in the spring. I'm so excited.
Good luck.
Because I'm going to fucking just drive the cart around and get drunk.
Good fucking luck.
All right. Thanks for writing in, Paul. We appreciated your question.
We do, even though we bumped you down twice.
Yeah. No hard feelings.
It's just business.
Speaking of business, you know what real business happened over the weekend?
Go.
Fast and Furious, right? They're this big thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's just say some of the cast members had a little bit of a tussle.
A tussle?
Tussle. All
right, give me the news.
You know, maybe when they introduced Rock into Fast series, mm-hmm. he proved to be a little too popular.
He's pretty popular. He's the Rock.
Let's just say maybe he took the shine away from the bald head of Vin mm-hmm. Diesel.
Listen, I've heard stories about how Vin Diesel and the Rock do not get along.
Yes.
Because they have completely opposite ways of working where the Rock is like up at 5 working 12-hour days doing whatever, and then Vin Diesel is just like, yo man, whatever, let's just like chill and be cool, bro, like let's play D&D.
Let's just say producers have recognized this popularity of the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe how about we just cut out Vin and just give the Rock his own movie in the same universe,
but it's a side story.
Because, you know, just business.
Just business.
And so that's what happened. The Rock has his own movie with Jason Statham. It's called The Fast and the Furious Presents. Presents.
Presents.
Calvin.
And Hobbs.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Calvin and Hobbs. Is it Calvin and Hobbs?
No, it's not.
Calvin and Shaw?
It's Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw. Calvin and Hobbs.
Calvin and Hobbs. What the fuck? That's a different movie.
Would The Rock play Calvin or would he play Hobbs?
I don't know. I guess. It's a summer blockbuster action movie.
Remember that scene where they were driving through in Saudi Arabia and they drove from one tower to the other? Remember that scene? Like, it was like Fast 5, Fast 6.
Oh, yeah, in Dubai.
Yeah, in Dubai.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they drove out of one skyscraper and then fell into another skyscraper.
Yeah.
So they took that scene and they made a movie out of it.
Yeah, they did. That's exactly what they did. This is essentially a buddy cop movie. It's a buddy cop Mission Impossible movie is what it looks like.
100%.
Yes.
And loosely based on Fast and the Furious,
yes.
Because there are cars in it.
And by that we mean there are cars in the scenes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is... What does Fast and the Furious even mean anymore?
So...
Because I want to say up until Tokyo Drift, it was all about racing and street racing.
It was always about racing and how it's linked to drugs.
And crime.
Yeah.
But then it just became about crime. And how it's linked to street racing.
Yeah, and then eventually it was just like, let's just do heists.
Let's just do crime.
In cool cars.
In cool locales.
Yeah.
with ridiculous situations.
And if a race happens, a race happens.
A race happens, you but know. If I gotta save my girlfriend while driving over two freeways being shot at by a tank, like, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't have to be a race. And now we're just at, oh, right, cars exist.
Oh, he stopped those bullets because he did a barrel roll in that car.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a scene in that trailer.
Yes.
He does a barrel roll in a fucking Jeep. Yes. A sand buggy.
What I will say is the other person in this movie, between The Rock and Jason Statham. In my opinion, the greatest part of this movie is Idris Elba. Or Idris Elba.
Idris Elba as Black Captain America coming in.
I think my favorite thing about Idris Elba in this trailer is they finally did it. They just put a superhero in this movie.
Yeah.
In this universe. Yeah. They don't have to be bullshit about it anymore.
It's like, no, he's got super strength.
Yeah, no, this guy's just a superpower. Like, he just has powers. Thank God. Thank you. Thank
Finally.
You. Thank you. This makes sense.
Now we know why Vin Diesel Hulk smashed that parking garage.
Yeah.
And they made a ramp.
Yeah, because powers exist in this universe. So I'm glad he has confirmed that.
Is it? Okay, here's the ultimate twist.
Uh-oh.
Is Idris Elba superpowered, or does he have a stand?
Let's not go there. Nope. You're not baiting me on that shit.
Does Idris Elba control Zawaldo?
No, he does not.
Does at some point in this movie does he yell Tokibo Tomare and stop time?
No, I can guarantee he doesn't.
All right. Okay.
I have heard that Tyrese is also in this film.
Doing what?
I have no fucking clue. Remember, he's Roman Reigns.
That's a wrestler.
That is his name, right?
Roman Reigns?
Roman?
Is it? I know it's Roman. I don't know if it's Reigns at the end.
Is it Reigns?
Roman Reigns is definitely a wrestler in the WWE.
Okay, maybe you're right. I know it's Roman. Roman something.
We did it.
He's in here. It's starting to sound like everybody but Vin Diesel's in this movie.
None of the girls are in it.
Oh, true.
Ludacris isn't in it, I don't think.
You're right. Well, we don't know that yet.
True.
We don't know that yet. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but the Fast series died with Paul Walker.
I can see that. I can just, like, to be honest, I don't know if this movie exists in a world where Paul Walker is alive.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Straight up, I don't think this movie exists in a world where Paul Walker is still alive.
I think Paul Walker is half the reason, or at least the controlling interest in why all these series still had cars to begin with.
Yeah.
And without
him, he was a big car nut.
And without him there, no one is pushing that anymore.
Hmm.
So, but the trailer looks nuts. Looks like it's going to be the best movie of the year, so whatever.
What? It looks like it's going to be one of the most entertaining movies of the year.
You're right.
I don't know about the best.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Do you have any more? Because I got some business. Let me tell you about the realest business.
Does it involve nipple business?
No, it involves game business. Xbox Live is a thing.
Yeah.
Right? That exists within the world. You gotta pay for it to use the Xbox Online and play against other people.
I used to be so proud because I had that since day one.
But what if I told you that you could get Xbox Live on your phone and on the Nintendo Switch?
Thank God. A real online service on a Nintendo platform?
Because according to GamesIndustry.biz...
Yeah?
Xbox
is
going to release an SDK which will allow you to quote, or here, I'll just read the quote. Get a first look at the SDK to enable game developers to connect players between iOS, Android, and Switch, in addition to Xbox and any game in the Microsoft Store on Windows PC.
Nice.
They are going full head in to the one platform future.
Yeah.
They basically said, we were so good at Xbox 360, we crushed it, and we dropped the ball so fucking hard that we're bringing down the ship. This is basically what they're saying. But to be honest, in a world where I can play online with anyone who owns the same game as me on different platforms, I'm down for that future. Like,
I've always been down for that future.
Even if it limits it, so like, oh, if you buy an Xbox and I buy a PlayStation, we can't be on our same friends list.
Yeah.
Like, just the fact that we could probably invite each other or some shit. Like, I'm down with that. I'm down with that future. Like, this just makes it easier to play games with friends.
Absolutely.
No issue.
Absolutely.
Right? But this is crazy news. Like, if you told me this when I was, like, a Console Wars teen.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, yo, fuck you, man. PlayStation Online's the best,
yep.
bitch.
Yep, like, yep, yep.
I got that PS triple. I'd be all up in that camp. But that's... Wow. This is crazy news, if true, because it is still a rumor.
Yeah.
The next one is some more movie trailers. So the Super Bowl happened. So oh, yeah. Hobbs and Shaw happened. There was a trailer for from Get Out director. What's his name? He's on Saturday Night Live. Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele, yeah.
For the movie Us, which looks like just unsettling as fuck.
Us.
A new trailer, a short clip trailer for Captain Marvel, which just seems like, hey, they made Superwoman. She goes into space, goes higher, faster, stronger. She does.
Mohawk.
It looks like a movie. And then Avengers with mm-hmm. sad Captain America being like, we don't forget.
Yeah.
We're going to continue on this fight. And to be honest, with those superhero trailers, I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be some big Super Bowl thing, but it was just like, here's a 30-second clip
yeah.
of some shit that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, okay. It's just more of the same.
Yep.
And then there's two new game trailers out from, one from NetherRealms for MK11. They announced Cabal is a character.
Cable.
That will be in the game. They also showed some, possibly the dumbest fatality I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Also, maybe one of the most graphic. Because when Sub-Zero gets his face scraped across that.
So I didn't get that. Is he just dragging him?
Yeah. Cabal's whole thing is that he runs hella fast.
Oh.
And so he pulls him, drags him, and the friction from him running so fast is like grinding his face against the asphalt.
Yeah, I just felt like that was a little too fast? It's just kind of stupid. I'm going to say that's a little too unbelievable.
Unbelievable? Are you telling me that Mortal Kombat Fatality is unbelievable?
Absolutely.
Get out of here. Go home, all right? Nothing but the realist, all right?
Thanks.
MK the series is a murder sim, all right?
Is it now?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Have you never pulled your opponent down into the pits of hell?
No, I have not.
And you ain't living.
Wow. Okay.
Untap that part of your brain.
Jeez, sign me up for that.
Then there's Persona Q2 is a game that exists.
Yeah. Most
interesting, though, is that it is the only 3DS game slated for a 2019 release.
Mm.
The only one.
Wow.
So even though Nintendo is still like, oh, 3DS, it's alive and well, not really.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about this game?
What?
There's no English voice acting.
Really? It's just a port.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And when...
Did the first one have English voice acting?
Yeah, it had all the voice actors from all of the games.
Oh, wow.
And when the quote, when asked for a quote, they said, we're just not offering it at this time. We're only having the Japanese voice acting, which you can enjoy with wonderful subtitles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I choose my font?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Mm.
Probably not. That's yeah, whatever. I think a lot of the people who would buy that sort of game, like an Etrian Odyssey spinoff,
yeah.
would play with the weeb voice anyways.
Yeah.
And then the last one, which will probably lead into your week, is...
Oh, Respawn?
Titanfall developer Respawn came out with a new game called, was it Apex something?
Apex Legends.
Apex Legends. It's their version of Battle Royale.
Yeah.
It's got classes.
Yeah.
You run fast, you slide, climb up walls. No wall running.
It doesn't have classes, it has characters.
It's got classes. They're classes.
Characters.
Yeah, but the one's a tank, one's a sniper, one's a healer.
Would you call the characters in Rainbow Six classes?
Yeah. I would.
You wouldn't call them characters?
I would say that they're... I would general... If I want to generalize a group of them, I would call them classes.
Because I would say that... Yeah.
Like, D.Va is like... Or, like, I think it works the same way as Overwatch.
Overwatch, you call them heroes.
Yeah. But I'm playing this hero within the class tank. Or within the tank class, sorry.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's just
right.
Okay.
It's just a grouping. Like, it's a file folder on your desktop.
All right.
Right?
Because I don't know if it has classes.
Because there's not enough heroes yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's only one tank character.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All
right.
But continuing on, they made that game. You're going to talk about it. But it's eerily close in movement to Titanfall, or so I hear.
I hope so.
Or so I hear.
I hope so.
And with that, people are like, yo, dog, where's Titanfall 3?
Oh, no.
And Respawn's all like, listen, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
We're just not making it.
Yeah.
We're just not making Titanfall 3 right now. It's not in the works.
Yeah.
So, guys, I think we can put the final rose on the coffin.
Yeah.
I think Titanfall's dead.
And it saddens me, but I think it explains a lot. Like, we talked about this a while back with the anime crowd, but people just don't care about mechs.
But robots are so cool.
Yeah, but the general populace does not agree.
But also, Titanfall 2 was the best multiplayer. It got me to play a fucking first-person shooter multiplayer since, like, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, most definitely.
It's the best.
Most definitely.
It's so good.
It's the best deathmatch multiplayer shooter.
Have you seen people now play Titanfall 2? Like, the killers who have lasted?
Yeah, they do not touch the ground.
They're fucking crazy.
Yeah. It's like you're watching parkour with a gun.
And it's like, damn.
Yeah, you can do some crazy stuff in that game. But it explains a lot, because that game really, like, the developer didn't really support it as hard.
They did not. It's true. They had a lot of, like, cosmetic stuff. Like,
yeah. Like,
was it Ronin Prime and
all that shit? Out the gates, it was, like, cool. But then what they did was they dropped support, and then they just dropped the price to, like, you could buy that game
for a dollar.
Yeah, consistently.
Yeah.
But it makes sense, because I think the story came out that immediately after they launched that game, I think PUBG was just, like, starting to get huge.
Yeah.
And they saw that and said, we need to do that.
We need to be on that now.
Yeah.
We need to be on that yesterday.
And so they dropped everything and made this game.
Yeah. They basically put that game down to deep discount.
Yeah.
So that they could fund this new game.
Yeah. Right? And I think the most amazing thing is that it never leaked. Like, no one had an idea of this game.
Yeah. That's some good, information containment right there.
Yeah. Like, we knew that Call of Duty was going to have a Battle Royale mode earlier in the year.
But no one knew that Respawn was making their own version of it, right? Yeah. Yeah. But, that's my news stories for the week. But then that does lead into your week of playing Apex.
Apex Legends, yeah. So it came out earlier this week. I downloaded it, played a couple matches. I probably got, like, a couple hours into it. So it is, weirdly, I don't know why they did this, but it's in the Titanfall universe.
Oh, really?
It takes place 30 years after Titanfall 2.
And everyone got slower?
So in Titanfall, you were at the height of military, right?
Yeah.
That's why you had the jump jets. That's why you had the mechs.
Yeah.
In Apex Legends, it's a sport.
Ah.
Right? It's a sport. It's not a, it's not war anymore.
It's not war. It's not survival.
Exactly. So you don't have the jump jets. You have nothing.
When people die, do they die in the sport? Or is it just, is it like war games where it's like I die and I respawn somewhere else? It's like Borderlands, find a locker.
I'll get to that. You mean like canonically do they die?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. They just whatever.
All right.
They go into a coffin and call it a day. Yeah. So it's that. It is a battle royale game. Different characters with different classes, and each one's unique with abilities. Usually they have one passive ability and one actual ability, mm-hmm. and then an ultimate that they can pull out at any time.
Okay.
And it's simple stuff, like only one character has the smoke grenade launcher.
Yeah.
One character can phase, as in they can just disappear, be invincible, and then reappear somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Other characters, they can just, you know, see footprints and traps. One guy could just pop a shield.
Yep.
Straight up. But it is a battle royale game. It's squad only for now. Squads of three. And I believe there are 20 squads per match. So 60 players in every map. Maps mm-hmm. are large. You drop in with your squad. You hunt around for weapons and stuff and gear and whatnot. And you proceed to kill each other.
Okay.
Big difference is no jump jets. So no wall running.
Boo!
No double jump.
Boo!
No grapple hook.
Boo!
Except for one character, because that's his ability.
Okay, I can get behind that then.
But it's on a cooldown.
Like, boo!
It's a long cooldown.
Boo!
Might even be like 9 seconds.
Boo.
actually, one of the robot drones that you fight in Titanfall is a character you could play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He is the grappling hook.
Alright.
So you can kill each other, you can revive your teammate when they go down, like mm-hmm. your team goes down. But when they go down and they get killed,
mm-hmm.
you have then a minute to get to their corpse and get their battle card.
Okay.
If you take their battle card and you go to a revive station, you can bring them back to the game.
Really? You get collectible trading cards?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's how you can bring them back. The only thing is these revive stations are out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh.
Like, or not nowhere, but they're out in the open.
So if you're running for it, like, you're taking a risk.
Yeah, so if you want to bring back an enemy or a teammate, 100%, you are easy picking.
Okay. Is it open enough to where it's not worth it? Because that's a big thing in these games. It's nope. just like using cover.
No, because you can hide behind the med thing too. As long as it's not surrounded,
mm-hmm.
you're okay.
All right.
Also, you could just drop a smoke bomb in there.
Fair enough.
You could put down a shield.
But my whole thing is like, is it open enough to where, like, say I make it and I revive my bro.
Yeah.
If we try and run back to cover, are we just going to get picked off because it's so far out in the middle of nowhere?
No, because he launches down from the sky.
Oh.
So he's not there.
Oh.
He launches down.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Make sense?
Yep. Got it.
Yeah. Your squads are three, and then you can, and you just proceed. But it's, if you like the way that Titanfall felt
mm-hmm.
to control, and you like the feedback of the shooting.
It's not the game for you.
No, you will love this. Oh, game. Okay. It feels identical to Titanfall. Okay, maybe perfect. Just a little bit better, only there's no wall running. But in place of that, you can climb almost mm-hmm. anything.
Okay.
Like, you could run up and climb things. There's a little, small little minute details they changed. Like, if you holster all your weapons, you run slightly faster.
Okay. Counter-Strike knife.
Yeah. In terms of mobility, what they've done is, because there's no wall running, they want to keep a sense of speed. So if you slide, you'll move faster. And they've really brought in momentum with gradients. In term, like, when you're going down hills, you go even faster.
Okay.
The coolest thing, though, is their one-button ping system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, you know, in Battlefield, you can mark things.
Yeah.
So they have a ping that can just do everything.
It's like, let's go here. Let's do that.
So it's R1. You put one. So if you just do it on anything, be like, that's where you want to go.
Okay.
If I'm your teammate and I see that, I can go to that, press the ping button, and that's an auto confirm. Like, okay, cool. We'll go.
Okay.
If you see a target and you hit them, then you immediately mark them as a target. And it's completely different. You can mark weapons and stuff that you see, saying like, oh, if you mark a helmet, you could just say, your character will automatically say, here's a helmet. Or here's ammo. Like, it's so simple, and it works. Like, it's great for people who don't want to play with a headset, but you want to just easily communicate where you want to go and what you want to do. It's
mm-hmm.
it's really smart the way they've done it. All free to play. It's all cosmetic-based stuff, so that's how they make their money. But yeah, no, it's super fun. Maps are big and dense. The nice thing, though, is in Titanfall and Call of Duty, when you were playing those games, you go down immediately. Like, mm-hmm. you die. Oh, like, you die quick.
Yeah.
Apex Legends? No. Like, you are alive for a while.
Huh.
There's no regenerating health. There's no regenerating shields. But it feels like you were alive a long time before you go down.
Even if you're not playing the tank characters?
Yes. Like, okay. Like, you have good amount of life. You could survive a lot of situations. When you're down, you have you can get a shield, so you can just hold a shield up while you're down.
Usually the downside of that is that enemies feel like bullet sponges.
They do, but it's not to the point where it's like the difference between Halo and Call of Duty.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, in Halo, you felt like you could survive,
mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, it's the only problem with Halo is that turned into who shot first wins.
Yeah.
And that's not like that in Apex.
That was the Legends. Same problem with Destiny.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's not, that issue doesn't exist here only because the guns are all different.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you completely understand that certain guns will do better and your aiming matters and blah, blah, blah.
Because there's different characters, do certain characters do better with certain types of guns?
No, not okay. at all. Not at all. You can pick any character, any gun is fine. What I will say is that it's nice to have a good combination of your characters. It's squads of three, right? So.
Can you triple up on characters?
No. So you can't choose double on characters. So okay. when the match starts, you're automatically randomized in your team for who gets to choose their character first. So player one will get to choose first, and then player two, and then player three. Generally, most squads run around with one medic
because
she could just heal, and then the other two are open or just fair game. Like, sometimes they go with a tank, sometimes they go with a tracker. Other times they just go to assaults and just say,
Just go for it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
But it's really fun. Before this, I really wanted to play Call of Duty Blackout, but this just looks like a better version of
You're like, dunzo.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I don't need to buy that game. And this
one's free. You have to buy Call of Duty Blackout?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like $40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there still like...
You could buy the full game at full price.
Yeah.
You could buy just the campaign, or you could buy just Blackout. Or, sorry, the campaign with like deathmatch and stuff.
Yeah.
Or just Blackout. Or just Blackout.
The thing with just Blackout, though, is it like also paid DLC within it?
I think there's cosmetic stuff.
Huh.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's fine.
All right.
Yeah. No, but I really enjoy it. I think it's super fun.
It's currently downloading on my PlayStation.
It's an entertaining piece of shooty. That's how I would describe it. I really do enjoy it. It's like Overwatch has an event going on right now. I haven't played it because I've been playing this. So yeah, I really enjoy it. So yeah, Apex Legends is pretty good. On the weekend, I also tried the Anthem demo. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you got around to that.
I did not.
By BioWare. That game was also fun, but I think you have to remember that it's a BioWare game, and like the big draw here is... So it's essentially Destiny. Same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Only the hub world feels like it's a bit more filled in.
Mm-hmm.
There's more dialogue and text trees and whatnot. It's all about the loot.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about doing that. It's fun to be able to just fly around like Iron Man.
That seems like the main draw of the game. It's just like, I can fly. And that's all I want. Yeah. I just want the flying simulator. And
it's really great. You know, I hate to say it, but it is kind of just like Destiny in that you're shooting up with your friends. You got some abilities, and then you got an ultimate ability, which you could throw down. There's four classes that they let you have. And you can customize your gear and whatever you want to look how you want it. I really enjoyed it. It's not the most interesting game, though.
Okay. From what I heard, a lot of it seems like Destiny formatted, where it's like, the mission is go to here, protect the point from a wave, then go to the next point, protect the wave.
Yeah.
Or kill the wave.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, am I undergeared for this? Kinda. This shoot thing is taking forever.
Okay.
You know, there's some small random element of puzzles that they let you do. But yeah, it's definitely, it's a loot game. Like, that is the draw here. It's a loot game, the shooting feels great. And with these games, it's all about the end game, but I can't tell you what that's like, right?
Are there loot caves?
Who knows? I will say the one thing that surprised me is, like, one, the game is beautiful, and it sounds great, moves great, controls great. But I have a Pro, and this thing, I don't know, I guess it's been such a long time since I saw a game where I was forced to run, like, at 30 frames.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And maybe it adds to the weight of the movement, but it feels like Mass Effect.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Where, like...
So you're telling me it feels like a BioWare game.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm like, holy shit, like, it hit me. I was like, oh, this is just, it feels like what Mass Effect would have eventually became.
Okay.
So in that sense, it's great. I just hope that the actual content that you're provided with is good. I mean, that game's out like next week.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you pre-order it, you could play it on, I think, Valentine's Day.
Hey, honey. Look what I gotcha.
I know. What assholes, right? But then it comes out 22nd, so.
Interesting.
Yeah, no. I really liked it. It's colorful. Looks good. Iron Man suits are always cool. I do like, I forget what it's called, but of the classes that was out there, I really like the glass cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the super fast stealth, but you go down instantly.
All
right. It's fun. It's also fun when you do the whole ultimate and you do the Iron Man missile thing. And
yep.
Incredible.
Just if you feel powerful.
Yes.
Okay.
You feel awesome.
It's kind of what you want.
When you can hover and fly, it's great. Flying is on a cooldown.
Aw.
Yeah, so you can't fly indefinitely.
Aw.
Unless you're running through waterfalls.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way they tie it is like it overheats your backpack or something.
Okay.
But man, you could dodge in every direction.
Cool.
Because you have a jetpack that's separate and it's circle. I guess it's effectively a roll, but because it's a jetpack and you're just boosting in different directions, you always seem cooler.
It's like, what was it? Vanquish did that.
Kinda.
Right? You always look, you felt super cool doing basic-ass third-person shooter shit
because you have jets. Yeah. Vanquish also was a lot more fluid and you can do a lot more neater shit. This is not quite like that.
Can you not, like, knee slide into an enemy and kick him in the face?
No, you cannot do that.
Boo!
100%.
Yeah. Do I not work for DARPA and smoke all the time?
Nope, you do not. No. But, no, I really do like Anthem. I do. Yeah. I just hope it's good.
I really like Vanquish.
Like, do you remember the Destiny beta?
Yeah. And we're all like, oh shit. Yeah. It's the second coming of loot games. Move over, Diablo.
Like, yeah, and then we're like, wow, I can't believe what the main game's gonna be like 10 times this. But you open up the main game, it's like,
oh no, that was half the game.
That was half the game.
Yeah.
I just hope Anthem doesn't do that. That's my biggest fear.
Did you have to fly underwater?
No, it wasn't deep enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So.
But yeah, that's also my reservation, is just, you're going to open this game and whatever was in the beta is like 75% of the game.
And I hope, like, shit. I hope that's not it. Like, I really hope that's not it.
Is it?
I don't know. No. Played Kingdom Hearts.
I bought Kingdom Hearts.
Yes. It was Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
And I was a little sick, but whatever.
You got that Gung Hei Fat Choi money.
I got that baby bok choy money.
That baby bok choy money. That's the money to have, baby.
Yes, man.
Oof.
It's all green, you know?
Yeah.
It's all green.
Get that bok choy.
Yeah, yeah. So I was playing, or I was, Melissa was like, why don't you go and buy Kingdom Hearts? She's like, I know you want to. I'm like, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you get permission?
And I was like,
to buy Kingdom Hearts?
Well, because I'm playing Tomb Raider. I had that Anthem thing. And, like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, fuck. I got to play through these other Kingdom Hearts games because I don't fucking know what's going on.
No, you don't. You watch Timeline on game trailers.
Listen, so I bought Kingdom Hearts. I played the first 4 hours, and I'm like, I don't know where the fuck this is happening. Who's who again?
Why are there four Roxases?
What is Ansem and Xehanort and
the other Ansems? And fake Ansem?
Wait, there's 13 Ansems? Wait, Xehanort Terra?
Yay. He got Norded. Terra got Norded.
What?
Terra got Norded.
Aqua's in the darkness?
Yeah. And Aqua used to be a castle.
What? Sora has no more powers?
Yeah.
Riku's a master?
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
Kairi also is a
master. Is a Keyblade. Well, she's in training.
She's in training.
Yeah, and I'm like, I feel like I missed something here.
Oh, baby. No, you didn't. No, to be honest, you missed, like, four portable games.
Yeah, I did. So I didn't realize Dream Drop Distance is, like, the final bridge that you need to do.
It's canon.
Yeah.
So dumb.
I did not realize it was, like, super integral.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a lie. I didn't realize all the games are super integral.
You would think that the portable ones would be, like, worth nothing. Well, Chain of Memories is worth nothing.
Until you play Kingdom Hearts 2.
Right. Well, it introduces the one character, right? What's her name? Naminé. But Naminé's character, like, everything that happens in Chain of Memories doesn't actually matter other than Naminé is a character that exists.
Right. Absolutely.
Other than that one. But the rest apparently are just mad canon, especially like Birth by Sleep.
That's super important.
That's crazy important. That's
the origins of everything.
Yeah.
Did you watch the movie?
The movie?
Yeah.
The 2.8 movie?
No, the movie.
The movie.
Kingdom Hearts X?
No. What?
The origin story of everything?
I'm pretty sure that was the one in 2.8.
Was it?
Was it? And it's like a bunch of people you've never met before because they're from the mobile game. And it's all like really beautiful CG rendered.
Yes, I think so. Is that the one that was like basically Harry Potter?
Yeah, and they have to bring a book to this guy. And then the guy's like, I got the book now.
Yeah, I was like, what?
And they all have, like, animal faces.
And then, Xehanort's time traveling and shit?
Oh, baby. Power of the Keyblade.
I forgot about that. Ansem the Wise was a different character.
Yeah, Ansem the Wise is a different character.
And he's Diaz, right?
Yeah, and then there's Ansem. And then there's the Ansem that is spawned off from his Heartless. And then there's Xehanort. And then there's the Heart Moon, which is the Kingdom Hearts. And there's the Keyblade, and it's the X.
Oh,
it's
the X key. Blade.
Yeah,
the one key. That
the one that opens
Kingdom Ventus Hearts. And Vanitas make.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Vanitas. I forgot about Vanitas.
You forgot about Vanitas.
Yeah. There's Ventus, and then there's Vanitas.
Yes.
And then there's Roxas, who looks like Ventus, but don't be fooled, because he is only the heart. What is it? The Heartless or the Nobody?
He's Sora's Nobody.
Yeah. What the fudge?
Like, so what I'm trying to say is, after I played 4 hours of Kingdom Hearts, I watched 20 hours of Kingdom Hearts timelines. Yo, some people on YouTube go deep. They go.
Dude, you gotta very send me. You gotta send me this required deep. Viewing.
So, oh, fuck, TJ, what's the girl's name who also has Sora's heart or memories?
Oh, Shion.
Shion, did you know that there's Shion? Who Shion is?
Isn't she a Final Fantasy character?
No. So there was Roxas, right? Who has Sora's memories.
Yeah.
But did you know there's another girl who has Sora's memories?
Naminé?
No, that's Shion.
Who the fuck is Shion?
Shion.
Who is Shion?
Is Shion Roxas's, some crack? Shion is Roxas's friend. She's in 8 over 2 days. And they have to delete her because it turns out she's useless.
Shion. Wait, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Anthem's just like, we can't have Roxas and you.
Oh, her!
We need to delete you.
Oh, her!
Black hair.
Yeah.
Looks like Kyrie.
But with black hair.
Yeah. And that's because when that heart came out of Sora's, because he was carrying Kyrie's heart as well.
Ah!
Man! I feel like I've consumed the all-powerful knowledge and I don't know what to do with it.
Damn, dude. Now I don't even want to open my copy. What the fudge?
All this is to say that Kingdom Hearts is Kingdom Hearts.
It looks the same.
It
makes me wonder why it took so long.
This game is amazing in that, like... So I think I should say that it doesn't matter... What I say next,
okay,
the expectations for Kingdom Hearts 3 will never be met.
Never. Never, ever, ever.
It's been 15 years. It's so crazy that when I was at Lunar New Year with my girlfriend's family, I was talking to those teenagers.
Yeah.
And they're like, Vince, we saw on your Instagram you have a Kingdom Hearts. What is that? Kids don't know! Kids don't know about Kingdom Hearts.
I wasn't gonna talk about this in my week.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna bring it up. So I went on a date, right, with a Nihonjin girl.
Yeah.
And so she was telling me she really likes Utada Hikaru,
yeah,
like the person who did like My Sanctuary.
Oh yeah, the famous Kingdom Hearts songs.
Yeah, the famous Kingdom Hearts songs. And she's like, oh, do you know this person? I'm like, oh yeah, I do. And she's like, well, how do you know? And I'm like, oh, she did a bunch of songs for this game I like. And she's like, well, what was the game called? I'm like, Kingdom Hearts. And she's like, I don't know what that is. She's, Vince.
She's 20.
She's like 21, 22.
No. No.
We're old.
No.
It's over, baby.
So, and that's when it hit me like, oh my God. The people who like Kingdom Hearts, they're like a minimum 25.
They're adults.
They're 25 and up. Like it's, and that's if you're lucky. Most people I know are closer to 30.
They're adults.
Like, I'm turning 31 next month. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm so old. Kingdom Hearts is relevant to me and me only. Kids nowadays don't care. It's
okay, Vince. I'm still in my 20s this year. Don't worry about it. You can still feel young.
Okay.
So feel good about yourself, all right?
But yeah, so that was my revelation was like, I've absorbed the forbidden knowledge of Kingdom Hearts. And then I realized I cannot converse with anybody because no one cares. Because
Kingdom Hearts is for old people.
Yes.
And although most of the old people who liked it when they were kids don't like it anymore.
Exactly.
Because they're adults.
Absolutely. 100%. That is my revelation. And it is just utterly defeating. But the game. I should be talking about the game.
No, that's it. Just stop talking about it.
Holy cow. It is amazing how, I don't want to say dated.
Do I still have to go through a menu with the D-pedal moving around?
Absolutely.
Motherfucker!
You know, they made one improvement.
What?
Remember the shortcut menu?
Yeah.
Now you can hit down and have 3 pages.
Whatever, fuck!
So you can have 1 page just for your cures, 1 page just for potions, and 1 page for your magiques.
1 page just for your cures? That shit uses all your MP whenever you use any of them, I thought.
Sure. Sure. Whatever, man. The combat, maybe it's because I'm early, but it's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going on, and I don't know how to activate half of those special moves,
mm-hmm,
but they're always just popping up.
That's what I felt like when playing 2.8 and then also playing Birth by Sleep.
Like,
where I would just do a bunch of shit and a gauge would fill, and then you're like, now you're in flame mode.
I don't even see a gauge. It just pops up.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Teach?
Yeah, that's a birth by sleep mechanic.
Like, yeah. So is there a gauge I'm looking at?
So, like,
I'm not talking about the form changes. I'm talking about, let's do the teacup ride.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think they said it depends on where you are. It just seems random to me.
It's absolutely random.
It's like Final Fantasy 15 summons. Like, it depends on where you are within the game world to give you...
That's how they explain it.
Yes, because...
Okay, it's the worst part of that game.
But, like, the way you get it to show up is when you're fighting enemies, like, one of them you'll see has, like, a countdown timer on them.
Yeah.
You have to hit them before that...
Countdown timer?
Countdown timer, like, ends, and then you get an attraction.
It's crazy.
What the fuck?
Like, if you ever just want to watch some wild shit happen, this is the game. Like, it's amazing. They're like... Teacup time, and you jump into those amusement park teacups, and they're just in there spinning the disc.
Okay, I have some young family members coming over. Should I just get to a point in Kingdom Hearts where wild shit happens, so I can just show them?
Absolutely.
All right.
It doesn't take long. It's crazy. There's the every amusement park has it, where it's basically like a ship and rocks back and forth. So that's an attack.
I saw that. What the?
It's crazy.
Okay.
There's one attack where you're, like, in rapids, but you know how you're in the inflatable tube? You make the path for the rapids. And then when you hit triangle to finish it, it just goes into warp speed and goes over your whole path and hits everybody in it.
Wow.
The game's nuts. Like, okay. It's super easy to do the battle system, the charge-up bar and whatnot. And it's good in that sense, but it's also just, like, it's almost... It's almost trivial how easy it is.
So are you saying that you should be playing it on Proud?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm playing on Normal, and I'm just like, I'm just blowing through this shit. All
right.
And maybe that's what I want. Because you know what? The last thing I would want is to be frustrated at Kingdom Hearts because of the difficulty when I have to put up with everything else in it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Like, yeah.
Is do you think there's gonna be a final mix of this game?
I don't know, but I'm gonna say yes.
Fuck.
The game, it 100% feels like it was supposed to be on the PS3.
Okay.
Like when you log in and you log in, when you load up the game and you see it and you're like, this world is just not as rich as most PS4 games. Yeah. The draw distances aren't just as deep.
When I started up Final Fantasy 15, I could immediately feel that, like, this game had passed through hundreds of hands, and it is now not its pure vision. Is that what Kingdom Hearts 3 feels like?
I don't know if I would say that. I would just feel like it has been in so much, like, it's clearly been in development since the end of the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
And now for the PS4, what they've done is they had to put a hard line somewhere and just release something.
Yeah.
It's great being having a pro, though.
Yeah.
Because you put that shit on 60 frames locked. Whoa. Wow. So smooth.
Okay.
So smooth. And I think that's what makes the combat even crazier. Because I think this game... No, I don't think it supports 4K, but let's just say the colors are vivid enough to be like, wow. You can have total seizures with this.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's Kingdom Hearts. Like, there's a lot of, like, neat little... Like, there's many ways in which you can extend your game time. And as a fan of the series, yeah, I'm enjoying myself. I don't understand half of it.
Okay.
But whatever.
Tight.
It's ingrained into my heart.
Dude, I can't wait till you get Norded.
Yeah.
I want to see that part of you.
Okay. Yep.
That's your week?
That's my week.
That's your week? Yeah. Okay. I've also been playing games.
No, you haven't.
I have.
All right.
But, different games, I guess. I have an update on Shadow of War. I finally got to the portions of the game where you can create a base and recruit orcs.
Ooh.
And dude... This game is testosterone, the video game. Because as the Bright Lord, you are just yelling at everything. When you dominate, literally dominate, that's, I think, one of the things. It's like, there's dominate, stealth dominate, range dominate. Put your fucking hand on their face and you imprint them with their mark and you yell in their face, "You will serve the Bright Lord," right? And you just do that and you're like, "Oh my God, I'm so powerful." This whole game is just testosterone, the video game.
Remind me, but there's no women in these games, right?
There are in this one, at least. There is a spy. She's like a ninja. Okay. And she has like some holy light within her hand. She's basically the opposite of Moroku from Inuyasha.
Oh.
Yeah. So instead of sucking things into a dark hole, she like fucking shoots out a bright light that gives you a shield.
Okay. So she's right? Zelda.
Yeah. And she's like an assassin. So she like stealth kills people.
Seems so weird.
Yeah, it does.
She shoots bright lights of shields, but she's an assassin?
But she's an assassin. What? She strikes from the shadows.
Sorry, lady. You leveled up the wrong skill tree.
She went for paladin and then took all the skill set of assassin, basically.
Oh, what an idiot.
Yeah, and so I dominated my first orc.
Please. When you say like that, I just don't know.
I didn't sneak up from behind and stealth dominate him. Oh. I just like up front, you know, just full on facial dominate. I walked up to him, put my hand on his face, and I was like, "You will serve the Bright Lord, motherfucker." And it's actually really funny because the first guy you dominate in the game becomes like a almost like a tutorial character, but a really like. The way they flip switches is hilarious because some orcs, when you dominate, they'll be like, "Oh yeah," and they'll still be serious. But other ones will like take a comedic switch and they'll be like, "You will serve the Bright Lord." And like, he was just trying to murder you and saying all this rad, like really bad shit to you. And then he's just like, "Oh yeah, no problem. We'll do this, boy. Like, I'm going to teach you how to do this and this." And they become like this like New Zealand bro that you have. And your new New Zealand orc bro hangs out with you and tells you how to like take over different castles and forts and stuff.
Wow.
There's a weird comedic tone to this game, which is actually very fun. But this is where the game opens up like a buttload. So each region, you have to take over the fort, pretty much, the main fort. And you do that by dominating certain orcs, which then can have relations to war chiefs. And when you dominate those war chiefs, it lowers the difficulty of the upcoming boss battle to take over the actual fortress.
Mm.
But within that, you can upgrade every single orc in your army. You can give them different mounts. You can give them different power-ups. Mm. You can raise up their ranks, their levels. You can give them different element weapons. You can make sure to pair up or make sure that certain enemies have vendettas against other enemies that have weaknesses. So, like, if one guy is scared of fire attacks, you want to pair up the orc that has a fire sword and then match him up to do a vendetta against him. And then you can, like, gain ranks and kill war chiefs without actually having to kill the war chief. But if you really want to, you can do things like take the war chief's two heads of command, dominate them, and then when you set up a mission, they backstab him and immediately take off half his life, and it makes the fight that much easier. You could also set up orcs as your bodyguard. So you have a button now, it's on the D-pad, which does a bunch of like different stuff. So if you press right on the D-pad, you just summon a war chief. You just summon a guy, and he's like, "Hey bro, what's up? Let's fight." And he helps you out.
It's convenient.
If you press left on the D-pad, you just summon a Karagor. And you can mount him. You can let him fight alongside you and do whatever. You just summon a horse, pretty much, and to get around the world.
Huh.
You are God in this video game.
Sounds like it.
I unlocked the Warp Strike, the one where you teleport to an enemy and just instantly murder them through stealth strikes. When I say this game is testosterone in the video game, like, I mean it. Because everything is just like it's all about power struggles. It's all about making sure you're stronger than the other guy. And when you do, you letting them know by just fucking yelling in their face or like holding an orc's head in your hand, being like, "Bitch, I own you now," and throwing that shit away. Right? It's actually really fun to play. But it's so deep, I can see where people probably thought it was too much, especially if all of this was behind paywalls beforehand. Because I'm getting tons of different armor now. I'm getting different power-ups that I can only use within my garrison. And then the garrison is like a its own separate locker for like different power-ups and stuff. And I can get new items to my garrison by doing like online raids.
Yeah.
And the online raids are special quests that only appear if someone else who has been playing died to a war chief. And then you can go into their game, kill the war chief for them to get revenge. And then you can dominate orcs from their side. Right. And then also with your base, right, you have an army level and all this stuff. You can do base on base battles where you versus another player's base.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. There's so much shit to do in this game. It's nuts. It's crazy.
Sounds like an investment.
It's an investment, let me tell you. And I'm all like, why did I pick this to to try and beat before I play Kingdom Hearts?
You're an idiot.
God damn it.
On one hand, it's like, man, this really is worth my money.
Yeah, it's so worth my money. It's like value out the ass.
And then you're just like, but man.
Kingdom Hearts.
I need to be done this shit.
It's really good. It's actually really, really, really good. The other game I've been playing that's not so good is Code of Princess EX. Code of Princess was a 3DS game, I believe. It's a punk. It's a brawler. It's a not isometric. It's a 2D brawler, side scrolling, but you're in an arena that has three lanes. And you play a very scantily clad princess.
Yeah, you do.
Whose castle is destroyed. And
you
have a...
What do you mean by her castle's destroyed?
I mean, like, her castle... Literally, her castle's destroyed. All right. She has a holy sword that her dad told her to protect with all her life. But she's a ditch. She's never known life outside the castle. And she meets a ragtag group of heroes and wanderers along the way to help her restore her holy name and make her... family name royal again, pretty much.
Okay.
And the game is a button masher brawler. The main problem I have with this game is the lane system, which kind of sucks, to be honest. I don't know why
it sucks.
I don't know why it's a lane system, because there's no cooldown on when you can like jump between, and also enemies can do the exact same thing. So as soon as you switch lanes, enemies are also switching lanes. Huh. So it might as well just be one big area that you can walk around like a regular side-scrolling brawler. The other thing is that the game touts a lot of like combos and secret moves and all this shit, but really it's just press the was it the bottom on the Switch B? Press the B button,
yeah,
5 times, and then sometimes do like down down B or Shoryuken B or Hadouken B, right? But the animations don't like the way enemies are hit. Is very static. Like, it doesn't allow for a lot of combos easily. Where in something like a Devil May Cry or Ninja Gaiden, like, enemies kind of flow and they have this, like, fluid motion to them, right?
Yeah.
Where you can do a bunch of different stuff with your mechanics. In this one, it's like, okay, you can do your jump, but there's too much lag between your launcher attack and you getting to a neutral state in the air so you can start another attack to where you can do anything meaningful in the air. It's just kind of flashy and looks cool, but doesn't really serve any purpose. Mm. And the most efficient way to play through that game is just to switch lanes until all the enemies on screen are in one lane and in front of you.
Yeah.
Pressing the burst button for double damage, and they don't attack you during this burst, and just mowing through the line. Like, it just turns into single file Dynasty Warriors, pretty much. And then the story's like crazy fucking weeaboo shit. It's super generic. You have a female thief named Ali. You have some female necromancer who's also still Moe, even though all her body parts are like from corpses. Apparently from male corpses because she they're stronger.
She has a certain taste.
I guess. You have out of the three girl characters in your party, you have an extra character, but he's a one Shota boy. This is a very young bard with an electric guitar.
Yeah, he would.
He would, right? Enemy names are what was the one? Ansel Ensemble. were a fucking duo I faced in the game.
Ensemble.
Yeah. Ansel Ensemble.
Hansel.
Yeah.
So in right now.
I know, right? So it's I'm so in right now. It's just, I don't know, it's just disappointing. Like, a lot of people told me about this game. They're like, it's a really fun hack and slash. It's got a cool combo system. But I just feel that the people who told me about this game have never played a good brawler or a good character action. Like, all they know is, like, really obscure Nipponichi Software games. Like, they're like, yo, Witch in the Hundred Knight? Like, that shit's dope. It's a game of the year. And it's like, I know that game has interesting ideas, but yeah. I know it's not game of the year, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's the game appeals to a certain audience. It was cheap enough when I bought it to where I'm not really disappointed in my purchase. Like, it was cool. I probably put in, like... Oh, that's the other thing. I've put in, I want to say, like, maybe 2 hours, right? In actual battle, I spent less than 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Because there's actually a timer for each battle you do. And each of my battles is just over a minute.
Huh.
And I've done 6 story battles.
Oh.
I want to say the rest of my time has been in cutscenes.
Oh, that's good.
Visual
novel.
It's basically a visual novel. And I think that's why I'm getting bored of it. It's just the fights aren't very fulfilling. And I don't, like, if I want scantily clad princesses... That's what, like, X videos is for. Like, that's what the internet exists for. Just get
it. It's your wrong site, my friend. Wrong site.
What? Hentai Haven's down, all right?
Just go to H.
H. Go for that H.
Anime.
Is that a thing? H. Is that the new replacement?
No, I think that's always been number one. That's, like, the equivalent of Pornhub.
Oh. I never knew about this website.
Yeah, well, you're going to go check it out now.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. But I probably will.
Don't worry, man. Comments just as excellent.
Yeah. All right. There you go. So yeah, that's kind of disappointing. Still playing Diablo 3.
Yeah.
Streaming that.
Yeah.
It's very fun. I'm not going to talk about more of that.
Okay.
But the last thing I've been doing is catching up on manga.
Mangaka.
The manga. I am myself am not a mangaka, but I am catching up on the manga. Yeah. You know, like anime. You know how like anime is like moving and shit.
Yeah.
Well, did you know that anime came from still pictures?
Yes.
Yeah, in comic.
But don't you know what they did with those still pictures afterwards?
What'd they do?
Turned into Japanimation.
Japanimation. I love Japanimation. And I wanted to see the source of Japanimation.
Oh, yeah,
so I was just catching up on a bunch of shit. I caught up on One Piece. One Piece is...
You're still reading that?
Yeah, man. It's like, what, chapter 930-something?
You're going to die before that ends.
Oh,
that
probably. I'm going to get, like, pancreatic cancer or some shit. Like, I don't know. What else is there? I'm trying to catch up on Ippo.
What?
I'm on chapter 680 something.
Man, all these Japanese people, they just kind of let their shit end. Just let it end. It's over.
So I'm on chapter 680 something of like 1100. I don't know if it's 1100 yet, but it's definitely well over 1000.
Why? Why?
Because boxing can go on forever.
Can it?
Maybe, I don't know.
No.
My friend showed me some panel where Ippo smacked the shit out of a civilian.
Good for him.
And I was like, I want to read up to this. I want to know what happened in the dark world of Hajime no Ippo. So I'm reading that. Boxing's still good. Every time I read it, I just want to work out. So I've been skipping every time I read it.
How do you read and skip?
I don't do it at the same time. Like, I read a bunch of chapters, and I'm like, oh, I'm pumped. Let's go do stuff. And then I go and skip.
Jeez, because I'm telling you, because I have to do indoor cycling,
yeah,
it's easier to watch anime.
It is. It is.
I have a giant TV in front of my bike.
Yeah. I listen, I don't doubt that it's easier to watch anime.
It's great. It's fucking great.
There's that. And then I finished, I talked about it before, I finished Kengan Ashura, the fighting anime where it's businesses who own fighters, and then they have to send their fighters into a tournament
so that they
can settle business deals.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I finished that. That thing ended in like 280 chapters. Wow. Like that's clean. That's a clean ending. And it ends, except for the fact that there's a sequel.
So
a character you know and love from the first one isn't in it. So Kengan Ashura is done. I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of fun fights. There's a lot of twists. Like, it did not end the way I thought it would end. There's a lot of characters who make it farther in the tournament that you don't think would make it farther. they kind of take that shonen trope and twist it a little bit to like throw you off guard.
Yeah.
Right? Like they know fully what they are and what they're doing, and they take full advantage of that when telling the story.
Mm.
So it's pretty fun. I really enjoyed it. And then I think there's 3 or 4 chapters out now. There's a sequel out now called Kengan Omega.
Omega.
And it takes place, I want to say, maybe a year or 2 years after the first Kengan ends. And we're back with our kind of weak, wimpy businessman who was the main character of the first one. And there's a new delinquent in town. And he sees the Kengan matches in the dark web. Right? Because his friend's good with computers. And so he gets on the dark web, learns about the Kengan matches, and then wants to... like through a series of events, he eventually meets the main businessman from the first series, and he's like, I want you to enter me in the Kengan matches. But at this time, the Kengan matches have been leaked onto the dark web. Like, not even the dark web knew about the Kengan matches.
Yes.
And so since then, a whole bunch of other underground fighting tournaments have risen up. And one of the main storylines here is that the Kengan matches are having a tournament with the opposing other biggest fighting underground fighting tournament. So the best representatives from the Kengan matches are fighting the best representatives from the other one.
We got ourselves a WWF
versus yeah, WCW.
Is that
yeah,
what you're telling me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, pretty much. I'm waiting for ECW to show up.
Oh, ECW.
Yeah.
ECW.
Right? So I'm waiting for that to happen, but it is basically the WWF versus the WCW.
Yeah.
And right now the WCW is a little bit bigger than the WWF. But we'll see.
Damn them.
I know, right? Ugh. They stole Hulk Hogan. They got that whole thing. They got the Sandman? No, that was ECW.
Got Sting.
They got Sting. Remember that time when Sting was in the crowd and then he took off the Sting mask, but it was still Sting underneath?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Sting.
Yeah. So, and it shows, it's cool because it's like both new content and nostalgia at the same time. Because
yeah.
They do introduce some characters from the previous series where they're like, oh, they're still fighting, but they're way better now.
Yeah.
They kind of show like the power levels too, again, of if you're new to the series, like these Kengan tournament participants are the best of the best, like better than you know could exist. Like the first match was Japan or the world's best like MMA champion, like publicly known MMA champion.
Sure.
Right? Versus the guy who finished like 8th in the Kengan tournament.
Wow.
And the Kengan guy like 2-shot KO'd him. The MMA fighter, right? And so it's so you know like this is what power levels we're dealing with and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's a good start to the series, and they have a lot of loose ends to where you're like, I want to see where all these storylines go, how they connect with each other, because the first one did a lot of interesting things with that stuff.
Sounds cool.
So recommend it. And I also think there's going to be an anime soon on Netflix of the first one, of Kengan Asura.
Cool.
Other than that... Okay, so I finished... I'm trying to catch up on Ippo. Caught up on One Piece. Caught up on JoJo Part 8. Yeah, it's just been a lot of catching up. One Punch Man I caught up on. He's still punching guys with one punch.
I bet.
Nara's still very nice.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Cool.
Yeah. I did go to the Ripley's Aquarium in Toronto.
First time?
Yeah. That place is dope.
It is.
That place is really cool.
Yeah.
But as soon as you walk in there, it smells like fish.
yeah?
Yeah. Like, as soon as you walk in there, you're like, boom! Oh, my God.
Was it crowded?
Actually, no. It wasn't too bad. There's a lot of, obviously, a lot of tourists, but, like, it was on a Sunday, so it wasn't jammed.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of cool displays they have, a lot of interactive stuff.
Yeah.
Just the amount of fucking water in that building is nuts. The fact that at the end of the tour they show you the filtration system and how complicated it is, that's crazy.
Gotta keep that water.
Yeah, gotta keep it flowing. Yeah. I got to touch a stingray.
Yeah, at the end?
Yeah, I got to touch a stingray and I got to touch a bunch of shrimp that crawled on my hand.
Oh yeah, they clean you.
Yeah, they clean your hand. Yeah. What else did I do? I touched a shark. That was cool too.
Leathery.
Manta rays are slimy, man. Yeah. So yeah, I did all that stuff. It was cool. It was a fun time.
Yeah, that's a cool place.
It is a very cool
place. Kind of expensive, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's not cheap.
I had a coupon and it was still expensive. But, yeah, I think my favorite thing was the jellyfish wall that looked like a computer desktop because it was just neon lights in the background.
And it's like, it goes to the ceiling. And
it's cool. Just you completely like surrounds you. Like that thing's super cool.
Yeah. There's lights in the background that changes them.
Yeah. That's super cool.
That is cool.
But, other than that, that's my week.
Neato. And that's another week here at TNIB.
We have Anime Club.
We do. Also, February 2nd rolled around, according to the Groundhogs here, early spring.
I thought it was 6 more weeks.
I heard early spring.
I heard 6 more weeks.
Well, I don't know. It's like we had spring yesterday.
We did.
It was like positive 10.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. The week before was the snow day.
Yeah.
And then it was positive 10.
And now it's ice rain.
Like, there's no snow out here anymore.
But there's a lot of ice.
There's fucking ice everywhere.
ice. Yeah. My boss today sent everyone in the department. This is how I knew when I walked in that no one in my department was working at the office today. He sent a link, and the subject line of the email was a YouTube link. And when I copied it into YouTube, it just linked directly to Vanilla Ice's Ice Baby. And I'm like, wow, office humor at its peak.
That's it, eh? That's it. Wow. Good stuff.
Did you think of anything else? You got it? Were you good?
No, that's it for this week. I think we'll be back next week with more stuff to talk about. Because that's what we do here.
I guess.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right. See you later.